Hey, this is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's that? Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional and unceded territory of the Musqueam and Coast Salish people. I'm Neetu Da, and this is my show, Convictions and Contradictions. And on today's show, I will be talking about issues of standing. I previously did an episode about, I believe it was my first episode, I talked about issues of seating. Well, today I'm going to talk about issues of standing. They're quite different, but it also involves seating, actually. So whenever you talk to somebody, you know, you stand a certain distance away. And if you stand too close, then obviously that person's going to get uncomfortable because you're too close. You're invading that person's personal space. And they might not be comfortable with that distance between. And this episode is credited to Dora and Andy. Dora, the vice president here at CITR, the student executive, and Andy, the music director, because I was here at the station. I was just doing homework, just kind of chilling, even though I don't use that word often. And they were talking close by, and I thought, look at the distance between them. Well, this is the kind of stuff I think about. They had a certain distance between them. It wasn't so far where I was like, are those two people talking to each other? But they weren't so close that they were like, oh, those two people are dating. It wasn't like that. There was a good amount of distance between the two. And some people might get too close when you're standing to them. I remember one time, this was actually by accident. I was in the airport. I was really young. I was in the Vancouver airport. I was going to India with my family, and we were standing in line, in one of the lines. There are many lines at the airport. There's one for when you first enter, the one for the baggage, when they look through your handheld items, and then you go through the security gate and things like that. And there's that other check where you show them your passport, they ask you some questions, where are you going and whatnot. Or maybe it's changed. It's been a long time since I've been to an airport where I'm actually boarding the plane. But anyway, so I was in line, and I didn't notice, but while I was in the line, I got uncomfortably close to this gentleman in front of me. I don't know how it really happened. That my memory doesn't go that far back. I just remember that I was standing next to this gentleman. And then we both noticed that, we're standing too close to each other. Then we backed away. But we didn't notice how that happened, how we got so close to each other. And I think what happened was this, that when you approach someone and you're looking at them and you look them in the eye, then you're kind of building intimacy. They're looking at you, you're looking at them. You build this kind of rapport. But if you come at them from the side, or possibly even from the back, even though some studies have shown that when someone's staring at you from the back, you notice. I don't think we notice that much. Maybe because when we're walking around or in a classroom, there's many people around. So we know that, you know, people are looking in all kinds of different directions. They might be looking at you, maybe not, but you can't really tell. I think it's more when you're alone that you kind of feel that. But when you're alone, I guess that kind of, because you're alone, you get more suspicious, maybe, like the whole horror movies, and like the Scream movies, things like that. You're alone. It kind of, like, if you feel something, it's more creepy. Maybe you're more aware of it when you're alone because there's less protection around you. Like, there's safety in numbers, that kind of a thing. But if you were to approach someone from the side, then it's just less intimate because you're not looking them in the eye. Like, whenever you look someone in the eye, it becomes so much more Intimate. I'm thinking about, I can't think of any synonyms for that word, intimate, intimacy. I can think of the plurals and the other forms of that word, but not the synonyms. I should get a synonym dictionary. Or is it just called a dictionary? Anyway, so if you approach from the side, it's less intimate. That way you can get closer in. I actually learned this from, there's a person named Apollo Robbins. I believe that's the name. And what he does is he knows how to pickpocket people. He actually helped with, Will Smith had Will Smith and Margot Robbie did a movie together called Focus, which was about people who pickpocket and steal and do like those kind of little tricks on people and things like that. So because he's like a professional pickpocket, though he doesn't actually pickpocket, he just shows it to other people how you would pickpocket somebody. And he helped with the movie, and he said that when you like walk towards someone and you hold intimacy, then they're looking back at you also. But if you break the look, you look somewhere else, then you can invade the space, because now they feel less, they notice you less, they feel less threatened, so you can come in. And in my culture, the Punjabi culture or the Indian culture, which I always hesitate to say the Indian culture, because when I say Indian, some of you might think Aboriginal, First Nations, Métis, but that's not what I mean. I mean Indian as in from India, and so I'm from the Punjabi culture, the Sikh religion, which I usually think of as a culture, but it really isn't. And in that culture, when you hug somebody, you don't hug them from the front. Like, it's not like you come in from, you're facing each other, you come in, you extend both arms in like a circle, and then you come in. It is not like that. You come in from the side, and you just put the one arm, whether it's your left or your right, around their shoulder or around their waist. Where you put it on their body is determined by their gender and how close they are to you in terms of family ties and family relations. So in Indian culture, we've kind of mastered that. We've avoided hugging from, it's only from the side. If you were to hug someone from the front, then it was probably as like a choke. like at weddings. I remember I went to one wedding in India, it was a cousin's wedding. And like these two older cousins in my family, they were like, you know, they had kids. They were just really old. They had their own companies. But they're old, you know, not alcoholics, but they, you know, they like to drink, things like that. And at the wedding, at the reception, there was like this little, one of those swings, like that long bench that swings back and forth. Those are also very popular in India. So they stole, or they asked for a chunni from one of the girls. A chunni is like, in the Punjabi culture, we wear Punjabi clothing. And those are like saris, Punjabi suits. And with it comes a chunni, which is like, it's like a scarf, but it's not made of the same material that you would find scarves made out today. It's more, it depends, it's more like silk and cotton, and the color matches the rest of the outfit. So they stole, or they asked for one of these from one of the ladies at the wedding. And then one of them wore it, and they were on the little swing. And one of them was, you know, acting like the girl. The other one was acting like, well, he wasn't acting, but was the guy. And they were putting on like this little kind of a little kind of play, a little kind of improvisation up on the stage. I forgot what the story was, but I remember because I thought it was pretty funny. Because you don't see that in the Punjabi culture. The wedding's really serious. Like, the bride doesn't smile at all. If you were to go to, like, a Christian wedding or, yeah, a Christian, I guess, I don't know what the religion is behind the wedding where, you know, you walk down the altar. I don't know if it's Catholic or Christian. But, you know, the traditional wedding, the one you would see in, like, Hollywood movies. Like, when you walk, the girl walks down the aisle, she's wearing the white dress. She gets to the end to her man, her father gives her away, you know, that wedding. At that wedding, the bride's usually smiling, and she's not supposed to hide her smile. In the Punjabi culture, you're not supposed to smile at all. I find it really funny to also that she's getting married and she's not smiling. It might be because of our culture, where in India, most of our weddings are not currently, I would say, but a lot of our weddings used to be arranged marriages. Sometimes it was for, you know, the purpose of the marriage was to just combine the two families, a union in that kind of sense. Like when a king or a prince would marry a princess from like another country to build like a foundation, a relationship, that kind of thing. Sometimes that would happen. So, you know, the girl's being given away. She has to leave her family in the Punjabi culture. Once the woman is married, like, once I get married, or if I ever get married, we'll see. If that ever happens, the person I marry, I have to go live with him. I can no longer live in my family's house. I can no longer live with my parents. I automatically have to go with him and stay at his family's house, or we can live by ourselves if we have, you know, the economics to do that. And my brother is ready to get married, and they just get to stay home, which is really unfair. They get to stay home, and I have to leave. I find it very unfair. So that could be some of the reasons why women don't smile. Well, Punjabi women don't typically smile at their wedding. It's usually a lot of crying. Like, there's a lot of big moments in the Punjabi wedding. But one of the biggest is the part where the daughter actually leaves, or the bride, the wife, soon-to-be wife, leaves. She's supposed to get in the car with her newly made husband and ride off into the sunset. No, not into the sunset. Into hell. No. No, not into that either. But so, when it comes to that part, that's when she actually starts to show emotion. That's when she actually starts to cry. It finally happens where she starts showing emotion. She's crying because she has to leave. She has to leave her family and go off with her new husband that she might not even know. If she does, then that's great. But, you know, she still might get emotional because she has to leave. She's not really allowed to come back. She can come and visit, but she'll never be allowed to stay there again. Whereas the guy in the wedding, he doesn't really show emotion either. But I think that has more to do with, like, the masculine personality. Where, like, guys aren't supposed to be emotional. They're supposed to be strong and tough physically, emotionally, and all of that. So anyway, all of this is to say that when you approach someone standing, you approach them from the side to make sure that you do not offend them in any way, and that you do not stand too close to them either. Because I feel like now, today, this society, whenever you talk to someone or approach someone, I feel like we're very sensitive to the other person. We want to make sure that they're okay with us talking to them. So we'll use a lot of please, we'll say a lot of please, excuse me, thank you, so that they know that we are not trying to harm them. We don't mean any harm. We just, you know, we're asking for directions or wondering what time does this class start. Do you know where? Mostly directions, now that I think about it, it's mostly directions that you'd ask them for. Or maybe what time of day is it? Though someone asks you that, they're probably trying to hustle you or something. Because everybody has, is a lot of people. I'd say most people have access to the time through watches and devices. But yeah, but when you approach someone, come in from the side. Follow the Indian culture. Follow our tradition. Approach someone from the side. If you approach them from the front, things might get awkward. But as I said before, which I will actually come back to, we will next talk about how standing and talking to someone while one of them is sitting changes things a little bit. But first, let me play this next song, which is by Kat Torin. Kat Torin from his album Kat Torin's Humankind. And this first song is called Regression.
Thank you. Is Koko Hamamatsu talking about koi fish in a pond or the youth at CITR and Discorder? Get info on your wares, services, or events directly to students, musicians, artists, and all the coolest cats from Bellingham to Squamish by advertising with CITR and Discorder on air, in print, or online. This can be your reality if you email us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates and packages. Born out of an initiative to give more voice to local women artists and musicians, Mixtapes is a Vancouver-based biannual mixtape featuring women-identified musicians and sound artists from the Pacific Northwest. The Spring 2018 edition will be coming out on May 10th, with all proceeds going to the Downtown Eastside Women's Shelter. Women-identified artists are invited to send their submissions to btchtapes@gmail.com. The release fundraiser will be held on May 10th at the Redgate Review Stage, featuring artists selected for this edition of the cassette.
This is Nitu once again, and we just heard Kat Torn's Humankind, his song Regression, and we also heard from the Eric Hoover Chamber Assemble, the album Polygon. And during the show, we talked about standing issues, and I related it to my culture, the Punjabi culture, and how it differs in our culture, how we usually approach someone from the side. So we avoid that intimacy where if you were to approach someone directly. But the time has run out on the show. So I'm going to leave you with a question for next time where we will talk about, or I'll talk about, you'll listen obediently. We'll talk about when someone's sitting in a chair and someone's standing, how that changes the dynamic, or at least how I have observed it. So I'm going to leave you with a question. when it comes to two people standing. When you see a couple standing and they're facing each other, do you feel more uncomfortable than when if they were to be standing side by side talking to each other? Think it through. I think you'll find that what I've said through the show is correct. And next up at 10 a.m., we have Rocket from Russia.